Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome to the 311th podcast from yours truly, the old Rough Rider, another Rough Riders radio podcast. Tonight, we have Trump is about ready to cash his check. Let's get started. Nixon cashed his check back in July 1973. When former White House aide Alexander Butterfield testified on Monday, July 16, 1973, in front of the Senate Select Committee for the Watergate hearing, that yes, the White House had, in fact, a voice-activated taping system to record conversations involving President Nixon and his subordinates and other officials. Well, boys and girls, fast forward to 2018, and lo and behold, we now have another sitting U.S. president who was recorded that will become pivotal in an ongoing investigation of special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe. Now, Nixon had reams of tapes, one of which turned out to be the smoking gun. The June 23, 1972 conversation President Nixon had with his chief of staff, H.R. Haldeman, about how best to handle the break-in of the Democratic National Committee headquarters by Republican operatives working for and on behalf of the Nixon White House, the Plumbers Unit. Nixon's Chief of Staff, H.R. Bob Haldeman, made the following suggestion to Nixon on June 23, 1972, in the Oval Office of the White House. The way to handle this now is for us to have Walters, Vernon Walters, the CIA director, call L. Patrick Gray, the FBI director, and just say, stay the hell out of this. This is a business here. We don't want you to go any further on it. That's not an unusual development. That's obstruction, boys and girls, by the way. As Nixon further said on the tape of June 23, 1972, quote, the president believes that it is going to open the whole Bay of Pigs thing up again. And because these people are plugging for keeps, and that they should call the FBI in and say that we wish for the country, don't go any further into this case, period. End quote. The release of the tape was ordered by the Supreme Court on July 24, 1974, in a case known as United States versus Nixon. The court's decision was unanimous, 8-0. President Nixon released the tape on August the 5th, 1974. It was one of three conversations he had with Haldeman 6 days after the Watergate break-in. The tapes prove that he ordered a cover-up, that's obstruction of justice, of the Watergate burglary. The smoking gun tape reveals that Nixon ordered the FBI to abandon its investigation of the Watergate break-in. Cohen, Trump's former personal lawyer and fixer, the FBI now has over 100 tapes seized from Cohen's office, home, and hotel room in Manhattan. The one now making the rounds in the news media is the conversation between Michael Cohen and President Trump in September of 2016, just weeks before the November 2016 presidential election, about making payments to former Playmate of the Year in 1998, Karen McDougal, who alleged a near year-long affair with Trump back in 2006, to keep her story from ever being printed anywhere. Now that just leaves 99 more tapes from Michael Cohen, and you can bet your bottom dollar that there are more juicy tidbits to pour and sift over. Trump denied the very existence of Karen McDougal or any need to make any payments to her for any alleged sexual dalliance. The Cohen tape shows otherwise. In other words, Trump lied. Trump is now faced with obstruction of justice, the very thing that took Nixon down by virtue of the June 23, 1972 smoking gun tape. Michael Cohen also asserts that Trump knew ahead of time about the June 9, 2016 Trump Tower meeting between Donald Jr., Jared Kushner, and Paul Manafort, the campaign manager, and their Russian counterparts, Russian lady lawyer Natalia Veselnitskaya and a Russian-American lobbyist named Renat Akhmetson, and publicist Rob Goldstone, an interpreter, and one or two more. Trump has denied all along that he even knew about this meeting either before or afterwards. Well, chalk up another case of obstruction, because Michael Cohen said he knew in a week in advance that this meeting was what this meeting was about and when it would take place. The Russian had promised Donald Jr. that this meeting would deliver dirt on Hillary Clinton, which spurred Donald Jr. to enthusiastically agree to the meetup. Unfortunately, no dirt was dished, but the clear intention of cooperating with a foreign state, Russia, was put on display by the Trump participants at this infamous gathering, June the 9th, 2016, at Trump Tower. Lastly, Special Counsel Robert Mueller has subpoenaed the kingpin of the Trump Organization, the CFO, Chief Financial Officer, Alan Weisselberg, who has worked for the Trump Organization for decades. He was even Donald Trump's father, Fred's accountant, way back in the 60s and 70s. The man who was involved in preparing every Trump tax return and who knew where every dollar coming in had come from and where every dollar going out went. Well, he literally dwarfs any contribution that Michael Cohen might make towards the demise of the Trump presidency. Suffice it to say, Donald Trump has just cast his check. That concludes tonight's broadcast, podcast, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. This is the old Rough Rider himself, rounding third, and I think we're going to just hurdle ourselves toward home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but gosh dang it, you decide.